If you were born to a narcissistic parent, your trauma did not begin in your childhood, in this physical world. Your trauma began in the womb when you were conceived by the narcissistic mother. How so? There is something called in utero trauma experiences, trauma that a fetus gets exposed to in the form of elevated stress levels in the mother's body, or the discard, internal discard, the sense of unwantedness the mother feels towards the child, which happens in many cases. We are going to talk about all of this in today's episode in depth and detail. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we're going to discuss something very interesting. We're going to talk about in utero trauma experiences of a child who is exposed to a narcissistic environment quite early on. If the mother is the narcissist, then it's crazy. If the other parent, the father, is the narcissist, then the mother is exposed to crazy levels of stress. We are going to understand how that impacts the mother and the baby as well. If all of this sounds interesting to you and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to stay until the end and make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. When a woman gets pregnant, a temporary organ gets formed in her womb called placenta. Placenta acts like a window for the interaction between the mother's internal environment and the baby's environment. It is also a means through which all the nutrients get passed to the baby through umbilical cord. It also helps the baby, the developing fetus, to get feedback about the environment internally and the environment that it will possibly be exposed to when it comes to this physical world. How so? The biochemistry of the mother's blood gives a lot of information about what is going on and what the mother is experiencing. For example, if there are elevated levels of stress hormones such as adrenaline, noradrenaline, cortisol in the mother's blood, the feedback is it's dangerous out there. Your mother is in a constant state of fight or flight, and that means you will have to survive. And what does that do? It predisposes the child to be more anxious, to be more prone to getting stressed easily. Basically, it alters the rhythm of the nervous system even when it's in the beginning stages of development. Just from that bit of information, you can already understand what a mother goes through when she gets pregnant with a narcissist. Unfortunately, it's not just the mother, it is this child, this developing fetus as well, that experiences the same things the mother does. When she is forced to take care of all the things that come with pregnancy, when she is put through hell, when she is given nothing but pain, trauma, torture, and abuse, how will the child develop properly? Imagine being flooded with elevated levels of stress hormones. Imagine drowning in cortisol all the time. Imagine living in a body whose nervous system is always activated, trying to survive, trying to either fight or run away or just fawn. Of course, the child will be impacted. As I said, there is so much research that has been done on in utero trauma experiences. Such children come into this world quite afraid of their environments. These fears cannot be explained. They don't want to interact. They're not open. You won't see the levels of curiosity in them. They are naturally depressed. Such children come into this world with a lot of trauma responses, one of which is ADHD. A direct link has been established between ADHD and childhood trauma. You may check that out, you may do your own research. What else would you expect from a child to do if it has been exposed to chronic stress in the womb? If the mother had to be on the run all the time, if the mother had to continuously keep running away from the threat, of course the child will be distracted because the nervous system is predisposed to survive. Your body is a miraculous being. It knows what to do. It knows how to survive. So The child's body is giving you a normal, biologically correct response to the environment that it developed in. I hope that makes sense. What you will also see in such children is a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. They don't want to try new things. They're afraid of failure. They're naturally depressed. They are sad. They're quite irritable. They throw a lot of tantrums. It seems like they are on edge. Why won't they be? This is what the environment prepared them for. Their body took in the feedback through the biochemistry, as I mentioned earlier, and then it developed for the same. So the nervous system is out of whack. It is on fire. It was on fire right from the beginning, right from the day this child was conceived. All of this is extremely important for you to understand, for you to heal at a very deep level, for you to heal in utero trauma experiences. If you're a mother who had to raise children with a narcissist, who got pregnant with a narcissist, you may be feeling guilty after listening to what I just said. And what I would like to say is you don't have to feel guilty. You did not know how to get out. You were trapped. You were manipulated. You were conned. You were scammed. It's not your fault at all. It happened and it was beyond your control. What is in your control now is the attunement that you can offer to your children by becoming the most compassionate person that you can ever be. Yes, they may throw tantrums and you may think they're becoming narcissistic. And that is when you have to take a step back and understand that they were exposed to crazy levels of stress. This is a normal reaction to the biological environment they had to develop in. Now they need me to nurture them. Now they need me to make them feel safe. Now they need my compassion, my love, my kindness. Now they need me to get them out of that environment by leaving the narcissist. The other side of the same coin is the in utero trauma experienced by a child who gets to develop in a narcissistic mother's womb. You need to understand that. Narcissistic mothers see their children as big burdens. They don't want to take care of them. They do not want to take care of those responsibilities. They may want to have children for status, for image, or to trap their spouse, but they don't actually want to be in it as a compassionate, caring, loving, present mother. They have zero interest in motherhood. They just want to create a few toys to play with. They just want to have a few extensions to enable their ego. That means they do not enjoy the period of pregnancy. They just want to get rid of it. Just get it out of my body. That is the thinking. And think about this for a second. If the child is treated as this unwanted object, wouldn't the body naturally attack it? Wouldn't the body naturally see it as this foreign thing inside that doesn't belong, because there is no sense of belonging that this mother offers? It just wants to somehow stay away from it. There is no emotional attachment that gets formed. There is no sense of care, compassion, consideration, acceptance, and welcome. All of these experiences lead to in utero abandonment and neglect. This kind of a child is neglected in the womb. How painful is that? When he or she gets born, he just wants attention. He is so afraid of losing his or her mother. He just wants to be there. And what does she do? She rubs salt on his or her wounds by abandoning and neglecting him even more. How do I know this? One, from science, two, from my own personal experiences. Separation anxiety was, I would say, the biggest struggle I had to overcome in my healing journey. Think of all of that in this way for a second. If someone needs a kidney replacement because both of their kidneys have failed, what do? They ask someone to donate one, or someone gives them their one kidney and they live. But in a case where their body does not accept the organ, what does it do? It reacts to it. It gets worse. I don't know how it is medically taken care of, but what I know is there is a possibility for the body to say, no, it's not mine. I'm not going to let it stay in. Take it out somehow. If your body has the wisdom of recognizing what is mine and what's not mine, why would it not attack the baby that you're consciously attacking by abandoning it, by pushing it away? I recently had a conversation with someone who was born to and raised by a crazy, monstrous, narcissistic mother. The mother neglected her, never wanted to have her. She saw her as the omen of bad luck. Right from the day one of the mother's pregnancy, she never wanted her. She just wanted to get rid of her, but could not at that time. So the child was born with partial kidney failure, one kidney not working because of extreme inflammation. Doesn't that make sense? The body of the mother was attacking it, was trying to get rid of it. That explains so many disabilities. I'm sure many of you who are children of narcissistic parents, especially mothers, may have experienced something similar like this, if not physical, maybe emotional. If yes, drop your experiences in the comments below and help other survivors feel less alone in their journey of healing and recovery. Narcissistic mothers are not only reckless, but they are cruel. They do not take care of themselves while they are pregnant. They do not get their baby checked. They don't do what is needed. They don't show their presence. They do not make this baby feel welcome, which is why the day it's born, I have heard some mothers, narcissistic mothers, didn't even want to see the baby, didn't want to touch the baby. Just get it away from me. Have you been through something like that? Please let me know in the comments as well. The trauma does not stop there. If the narcissistic mother does not leave the children quite young, she then turns them into her extensions and gives them roles. Some of them become golden children, others scapegoats. It's a pure shit show. In conclusion, growing up in an environment where the narcissist is present is always traumatic, and the trauma begins in the womb. Be it the parent who is getting narcissistically abused, or be it the parent who is herself a narcissist, the trauma is always complex and chronic. When trying to heal yourself, you should begin with in utero trauma experiences, and you should understand that there are modalities out there, there are methods, ways out there to release that non-verbal trauma. You can check somatic experiences, experiencing trauma-releasing exercises, and other stuff alike. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk with you in the next one. As always, let the healing begin and continue.